Okay, our question number three, our first candidate we are going to start with is Austin L. Burns. Do you want to go ahead and read that question, Abby?
Okay. What experience and skills do you bring with you, and how do they position you to be a good candidate for school board?
Can you repeat this?
Yeah. What experience and skills do you bring with you, and how do they position you to be a good candidate for school board?
I haven't been on a board before, and I don't have a whole lot of specific trait for being on a board, even for the school. I can say that I went here and I know the school, and I try my best in anything I set my mind to, but other than that, just honesty and working best I can with whoever's willing to talk to me and bring their concerns to the board. Personal interaction and just anything I can do to help. Thanks.
Thank you, Austin. James L. Jimmy Hooker.
What I'm able to bring to the board is, in the last 12 years, I've been involved, luckily, with the employee that I have, where we go into systems just like this, and we get it the most efficient as it can be. A lot of people look at this and say, what is your biggest cost? It's not teachers, it's not first name, it's buildings. So I felt like deciding around the board, you know, over the last 12 years, I probably worked with probably over 50 systems. And I've been able to see a lot of savings. And if a building is not occupied, then nothing is costing you not an hour. As far as there is, I feel like, and plus it's a data numbers, of course, you know, I actually get home every night after work. I look at numbers. I crunch the numbers. We may go from a small job of maybe $1 million, up to maybe $145 million. But see, the biggest thing here is to make it all make sense. We only got a pot to work out of. So if we can make efficient for every, sort of like the guy in Richmond showed me, he said for every percentage of this you save from your buildings, you can put towards kids. And I would rather invest way more into the children's education. Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy. Lee Ann Bowling Engel of Williamsville.
Okay, so I think my lifelong career in education is one of the major points. It's a pretty novel idea to have somebody on the board who has a degree in education and has an experience in education. It's not often that people in education actually run for the school board. So I think that aspect is what I can bring to the table as far as the board is concerned. And I think just being willing to listen and I've said this, and so I'm repeating myself, but a fresh set of eyes to look at certain things that may have always been done the same way, but if you could just have a different perspective, sometimes you can see something new where you could save a dollar, or potentially combine some things that would make a difference in the school system that have never been looked at in that way before. So I think that's where I might have a bit of expertise as far as the education realm is concerned. And so I hope that I'm given the chance to bring my knowledge, and I'm not completely aware of everything that goes on the school board, but I have attended many meetings and know somewhat happens as far as the school system is concerned, and I hope that that lends itself to be a positive for your school system.
Thank you. Karen W. Heiss. Thank you, Karen. And Jeff L. Grimm.
I've worked in county government, our local government, nearly 25 years. At one point, I left Bass County for 6 years and could not wait to get back here. But I served as police chief in a little town in Glasgow, Rockbridge County. I have some budgetary experience. I've helped with the budget at the sheriff's office. I serve currently as the Bath County representative on the Central Shenandoah EMS Council. We handle budget funds there. We've just switched over that council to a state operation. I have experience talking to people. I'm a listener. I may not always be able to tell you yes, I may have to tell you no, but I'll listen to what you say, and I'll be honest with you, and I'll be fair. And if you come to me with an issue, with a problem, I'll have your back. There won't be any retributions or anything like that. I promise you, and I've had lots of school employees over the past 3 months come to me and tell me about issues. And they had fear. They had fear to go and talk to somebody about it, but they want that change. So that's what I'm going to bring to the table. I'm going to bring a backbone that's going to stand up for the employees of the school system and for the children of the school system. Without the employees and without the children, what are we doing here? That's what this is all about. There's no protection for certain groups or what have you. Let's be fair. Let's be fair across the board. And that's what I bring to the table. Fairness, respect, and an ear, and a backbone.
Thank you, Jim.